Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil, does this mean that the defund debate is over?
Well, it certainly took a real U-turn in Oakland in the last couple of months. As you pointed out, in June, when there was a heightened sort of call for police conduct changes and the fact that, you know, traditional policing was seen as being a part of the problem rather than the solution, the Oakland City Council voted to spend or strip some $18 million from the police department and spread it out on violence prevention programs. 3 months later, crime is spiking. Residents are calling into their city council people saying, hey, I'm hearing gunshots every night. This has got to stop. And the city council flipped around in 6-2 vote, said, okay, we're not going to put the money back, but what we're going to do is we're going to add a police class down the line. Some of this is policy, but a lot of this is politics. What changed? Number one, constituents really upset about what's going on in Oakland right now. But also, you know, there's a mayor's race coming up, and Xing Tao, who is a city councilwoman from the Foothill areas, who's looking at running for mayor, I think she got the word from a lot of people, including union supporters, saying, hey, this defund is not working. She's supposed to put in that resolution and flip the board over.
You just mentioned that they're not going to be putting the money back, and this is going to be pushed down the line. So if I'm living in Oakland this morning, what is going to be done for me today, then, from the department?
You know, that's a really good question. And that's where policy and politics and posturing come into play, the third P in this equation. And that's posturing. And it says, like you said, Dan, they're talking about adding a class until January of next year, possibly. So, yeah, that's the earliest they could get it rolling. So, meanwhile, officers are leaving the force at a rate of about 10 a month, either through retirement or going elsewhere. So they have fewer than 700 police officers and a city of over 400,000. You do the math on that, and it's just a wide open city right now. So no, this is not going to directly affect anything right now. But it gives the appearance, at least, that we're trying. Whether they're going to do more remains to be seen. Right now, they've got a special unit out there for violent crime. They've got the California Highway Patrol in trying to patrol some of the busier streets, because not only has homicides gotten up to 100 so far this year, but the number of speeders and red light runners is just, you know, off the hook as well, because people feel they can get away with it. So for the individual people in Oakland, it's like a turn in posturing, a turn in policy, and a turn in politics. But as far as police goes, it's pretty much going to be the way it is for some time.
You got a minute left, Phil. I was talking to the police union president yesterday, and he didn't think that, you know, an academy could make up for the attrition.
Yeah, well, do the math. Let's say if you have an academy of 50 officers going in, maybe 30 of them are going to get out of the academy. How many more are going to, you know, get out of field training and finally make the grade? If you're losing 10 a month, 40 in 4 months is not going to get you there.
Now, what about the cost of living, too? Not to mention that this department's been under a microscope. If you're a new recruit, do you really want to come here? Can you afford to live?
That is the other problem. As they say, we're going to do this class, or we're going to add these classes. There's a real question about how many people want to become Oakland police officers. Because let's be honest, if you look at Oakland and you look at the politics, you're not exactly very popular. So it's like, hey, here's a job where not a lot of people don't really want you. You want to take that, or do you want to go next door to another town?
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.